Hello, welcome to a series of programs called Healthy Life, which addresses problems such as malaria, cancer, blood pressure, cholera, stroke, diabetes, skin diseases, and other sanitation-related diseases brought to you by Transworld Radio. Solomon Appiah is your presenter for this series of episodes called Dr. Luke.
Today, we'll be looking at what Dr. Luke has to say about people with broken hips. Sue was 73 years old and was going down some steps. She tripped and fell down to the bottom of the stairs. She immediately felt some pain in her right hip. A neighbor heard her fall and came to see her and help. He tried to help her up, but the pain in the right hip was too much. Sue's friend called an ambulance and she went to the local hospital. There, an x-ray showed a fracture of the right hip. An orthopedic surgeon was called and he recommended immediate surgery to repair the hip. By that time, Sue's family had arrived. They asked the doctor some questions so that they could better understand what was happening. The first question they asked was why this had happened so easily. All people fall, and their mother had fallen before. The doctor explained that after 30 years of age, all women in the world have a slow loss of calcium from their bones. Then after menopause, when women stop having their menstrual periods, the ovaries stop producing estrogen. It is estrogen which, up to menopause, keeps the bones of most women strong and full of calcium. In several years, the bones become much more brittle and thus can break easier. Thus, when women who are older fall, they can break their bones much easier. The doctor also told Sue's family that smoking makes it more likely that a person will lose calcium quicker. Less exercise also will cause a woman to lose calcium quicker. Women who have had a stroke and cannot move much are more likely to lose calcium quicker. Finally, very small, thin women are more likely to lose calcium quicker. The family asked the doctor, what would happen if she did not have the surgery now and wait? The doctor told them that if Sue did not have the surgery now, she could not walk. Then the further she went away from the time of the hip fracture, the harder it would be for her to recover. Plus, she would have wasting of her muscles in the right leg because she was not using the leg, and the bone in the right leg would become weaker due to the increased loss of calcium and easier to fracture again in the future. Finally, it would be difficult to control the pain in the hip without fixing the hip fracture. The doctor did point out that this is a very serious fracture in elderly women, because the statistics showed that up to 50% of women die in the first 2 years after a hip fracture. This is because they have secondary complications like strokes, pneumonia, heart attacks, and even fall and get a second fracture. The key, as the doctor already mentioned, was quick exercise right after the surgery. The family and Sue agreed to the plan of action and to have the surgery immediately. The surgery went well, but after the surgery, Sue had a lot of pain in the hip. The doctor said this might be expected. 2 days after the surgery, the doctor ordered the nurse to start doing exercises. These exercises were primarily to start getting Sue to walk a few steps. This was hard, but her family encouraged her a lot, as the doctor told them to do. After 6 days in the hospital, Sue was able to walk 10 to 15 steps with assistance from her family. They discussed with the doctor about taking her home and doing the exercises there. The doctor, the family, and Sue all agreed to this plan of action. After they arrived at home, they found that eating, sleeping, and walking were much more difficult. All of the hospital staff, and especially the nurses, were not there to help them. The next few weeks were very hard, but slowly, with a lot of work, Sue made slow progress. During the 2 to 3 weeks after the fall and fracture of her hip, Sue thought a lot about life. Sue had overheard the doctor tell her family that 50% of women with hip fractures could die within 2 years of the fracture. She realized she could easily be one of those 50%. What was the meaning to life? What was the meaning to the pain and suffering she had already gone through and would go through in the future? A friend gave her a VCD to play on her VCD player at home. She played this one day while she was all alone at home. The VCD talked about his life. She was especially interested in the fact that he did a lot of healing of people, but also that he seemed to have a lot of compassion on a lot of people. Sue remembered the story of a crippled woman. The story went like this. On a Sabbath, Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues, and a woman was there who had been crippled by a spirit for 18 years. She was bent over and could not straighten up at all. When Jesus saw her, he called her forward and said to her, "Woman, you are set free from your infirmity." Then he put his hands on her, and immediately she straightened up and praised God. Luke 13:10-13. Sue was interested in this story for several reasons. First, the woman had been crippled for a long time, 18 years. Second, the illness was quite severe. She could not straighten up at all. Third, Jesus saw her and responded to her with great compassion. She did not even call him. He called her first. Fourth, Jesus healed her and the healing was complete. Fifth and finally, she praised God. The last point seemed a bit odd. Why would she praise God? Then she realized as the film went on that Jesus was called the Son of God. The crippled lady praised God because the Son of God had healed her. Sue thought this Jesus was really amazing. She wanted to know more about Jesus. She asked the friend who gave her the VCD how she could know more about this Jesus. The friend told her to read a Bible. Her friend even gave her a Bible and asked Sue if she could come over and show her some things about Jesus in the Bible. This sounded good to Sue. Her friend showed her another place in the Bible which read, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believed in him should not perish but have everlasting life." John 3:16. God sent Jesus Christ, his only Son, to the earth so that by believing in him, we might have life forever with him. Sue was confused, though, about how to have this life. What was she to believe about Jesus that would give her eternal life? Was she to believe that he could heal her? Her friend told her that Jesus' compassion to the sick showed his love for them, and his ability to do miracles showed his power over suffering and sickness. Who else but God had such power? Sue knew that she needed power to heal her from her problem with the broken hip. Her friend encouraged her every day with walking, as well as her family. 1 month after going home from the hospital, she returned to see the orthopedic surgeon for a follow-up visit. The doctor was pleased to see how she was doing. He repeated an X-ray of the hip and said it was fine. Then he asked her the exercises she was doing. The doctor advised her on some other exercises and then asked if she lived near a swimming pool. The daughter said they did. The doctor told her that the best exercise was swimming in a pool. This was because in a pool of water, the weight on the foot and hip is only 1/8 of that on dry land. Thus, a person gets the benefit of exercising the leg and muscle without the pressure on the leg and the hip. The doctor asked Sue to try and go swim daily for 30 minutes at a time for several weeks, then follow up with him in a month. Sue did those exercises in the pool, and she dramatically improved over the next month. She had much less pain and did not even need pain medicines, and her leg strength improved a lot. She was so very happy. The doctor had also had her take some calcium daily to build up her bones. The doctor wanted her to continue doing pool exercises for another month or so and then start walking. The walking would help build up the strength of her bones. Not only was Sue happy about her hip getting better, she was happy because she and her friend had continued to talk about Jesus. Her friend had told her that if she believed that Jesus died for her sins on the cross, then she could have eternal life. Sue's friend explained that if we believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins or wrongdoings before God, and thus He is Lord of our lives, and believe in our hearts that after He died, God raised Him from the dead, we will be saved from our sins to live a life in eternity with God. Sue prayed a prayer like this with her friend. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe that You died on the cross for my sins. I believe that after You died on the cross, You were buried and then rose from the grave after 3 days to show Your power over sin and death. I believe that You are alive today. Please come into my life to save me from my sins. Sue prayed this prayer and gained eternal life with Jesus Christ. You too can pray this prayer and gain eternal life with Jesus Christ.
Thank you for tuning in to Healthy Life series. You have been listening to a series of episodes called Dr. Luke. Please don't forget to send in your questions and concerns to us. You can contact us SMS on 0027-7264-14475. Call us on 0027-1197-42885. Email us via sat@twrafrica.org or write us through Transworld Radio, P.O. Box 4232, Kempton Park, Johannesburg 1620, South Africa. You have been with Solomon Appiah, and until the next episode, goodbye and God bless you.